People at the rally carried signs reading "Stop Deporting Families" and "Path to Citizenship Now." Some of those slogans and many of the marchers have been part of prior May Day rallies. Yet Anita Orozco says this year's had a different feel to it.
We've been marching for like the last 6-7 years, and we're almost within grasp of the immigration now. It's like, it's now. Our time is now.
Orozco says she's more optimistic because Congress is finally poised to debate a bill creating a path to citizenship for immigrants living in the country illegally.
They're in the lowest paying jobs. Most of them started coming here. It's agriculture worker working on the farms, the farm workers in California and stuff. And now they're either in garment industries or very low paying jobs. And if they can come out of the shadows, they can get an education and get better jobs, because without the education, they're not going to do anything.
Orozco says she was born in the U.S., but her parents came here from Mexico. She describes the measure that 4 Republican and 4 Democratic U.S. senators wrote as not perfect, but a start. Their bill would create a 13-year path to citizenship for those who entered the U.S. illegally before 2012. Pedro Montero was born in Mexico and is still in the process of obtaining citizenship. He thinks 13 years is too long to wait.
I agree with a long time, but not that long. At least like 5 years. That would be better, but 13, that's, people are here to work and students are here to study, you know. They have more opportunity here than in other places in their country, and they're just trying to do better for themselves.
Montero says he agrees, however, with provisions in the bill requiring people to pay fines and back taxes during their quest for citizenship, along with submitting to background checks. Heather Peary stood on the periphery of the rally with her husband, a native of India who recently obtained his green card. Peary calls 13 years fair.
So the process is a long process for those who go through it the right way, and 13 years, it's a penalty towards not going through the right channels, but still allows them to access that at a later time.
Peary predicts lawmakers will attempt to amend the immigration reform bill. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote next week. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.